Eighth parak of Ksuvos Mishnah Vov. We learned previously that Arusa that has property, there's a discussion, Machlokes between Bishan Bisil, if she could sell it or not. Now we're discussing Shemeres Yovim. Shemeres Yovim is really less of a bond between Shemeres Yovim and the Yovim, because she's talking about a woman who died without children, and she's pending Yibum. But in the state of pending Yibum, Shemeres Yovim is not mamish married, whereas Arusa is fully married in respect to that she's considered an Eisei Hadish, and somebody has relations with her as Chayav Skila. So therefore, by Shemeres Yovim, everybody holds Shenaflu L'Nechosim, she got property. She can sell it before the Yibum, and it takes effect. Meisa, if she died, Mayasav Ksuvasa, L'Nechosim L'Nechosim Yosim Ima. Ksuvasa includes three things. The basic Ksuva, which is either Almona for Almona, Masayim for Psula, and Tosefes Ksuva is the second thing. And the third thing is the Nadunya, which is Nechasim, which she brings into the marriage, but the husband takes full responsibility to return them the termination of the marriage. Nechasim, Nechasim, Yoitzim Ima is the Nechse Malug, which is properties that remain in her responsibility, and the husband just has the right to eat the food of the land. So Vishama Yoimim Yachlok Yoshua Bam Yoshav. The Gemara comes out that the whole Machlok is Vishama Sil is only on the Nechasim and Nechasim, Yoitzim Ima. And then Nirsim Elul, because Beis Shami holds, we're talking about a case where the Yovim did Maimar, which is a Yuvim Durabonim, like a Dushim Durabonim, but Beis Shami holds it renders him a Suffolk Nesua. Suffolk Nesua, we split half between the Yovim, half between her other Yoshim. Beisil Oimim, Nechasim Becheskosim, the Nechasim, that the Nichsei Soin Basel, which is the Nedunya, the Nechasim, that the husband took responsibility over, that they split, and at this point, Beis Shammai agrees to him on this point. Ksuv Becheskes Yoshua Baal, also Beis Shammai agrees with this, that the Ksuva remains in the Chazak of the Yoshua of the Baal. Chosim Nechlasim Yosim Ima, the Nichsim Beluk, that according to Beisil the Becheskes Yoshua Av, we say that remains in the Chazaka of her family, because that's their property, and it's a suffix if it went out of their possession. Whereas at that point, Beis Shammai disagreed, because Beis Shammai said that after the Maimer, she's a suffix Nesua, and therefore they split also the Nichsim Beluk between the Yovim and the rest of the family.